Hello, I'm Guillermina Gonzalez, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have two fantastic friends of this program, Tom Byrne and Kathy Carter, News Director and Arts Reporter, respectively, at the Delaware Public Media. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Am I pronouncing your last names correctly? Because sometimes I just butcher people without even knowing.
No, so, you're right on target.
All right. We have to verify not to offend people. So thanks for your presence today. And we thought it important to bring you guys so you share your coverage related to theater and many other disciplines. I just had a conversation with a theater actor and director, so I got fixed on that. But in any event, we want to thank you for your presence and begin talking about the Delaware Public Media. Maybe you would like to share a little bit of history for that in Delaware, perhaps, to give a flavor of you.
Sure, absolutely. We started, actually, the company that runs Delaware Public Media is Delaware First Media, and we started about 5 years ago. And we started as an online-only news source, and then 3 years ago had the opportunity to expand into radio, and we were able to do that. And now we're in our third year as a radio station. It's a member station of NPR,
mm-hmm.
and we're bringing bringing public media to Delaware. Delaware, before mm-hmm. We signed on as a radio station, didn't have its own NPR news station here in the first state. So,
Tom, can I interrupt you for a minute? Could you please increase your volume, because probably the public doesn't know, but we are engaging from these guys. We carved out a few minutes from their busy schedules, and they're connecting via phone. So I'm going to need, if you're so kind, to increase your volume.
Sure.
so that people, there you go. That sounds like a little bit better.
No problem at all. As I said, we started online 5 years ago, and then in 3 years ago we launched the radio station at Delaware Public Media out of Dover on WDDE. We also now simulcast portions of our coverage in New Castle County on WMPH 91.7, which is the radio station at Mount Pleasant High School in the Brandywine School District.
Mm-hmm.
And we're bringing Delaware its first and its only NPR news station. It's something that the state did not have before we signed on the air, and we're really excited to be able to bring public radio-style reporting both to general news reporting but also to the arts, which we think is really important. And we think that public radio-style reporting on the arts is a little bit different than maybe what you get from commercial radio stations or
right.
from newspapers or magazines. And we hope that we're kind of adding to that landscape of media coverage of the arts through what we do on Delaware Public Media.
And to that end, and maybe Kathy, you want to share some of your perspectives. How and why did you guys begin covering the topic, meaning the arts in the state? Did you sense the need of inclusion? Tell me about your take on that.
Well, I'll tell you, when I interviewed for this job a little over a year ago,
mm-hmm.
one of the questions that Tom asked me was my background in the arts, because they were actually looking to engage more with the arts community at that
mm-hmm.
time and to step up their coverage of the
mm-hmm.
arts, and it just so happened that I had that background, so it was a nice fit.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I mean, one of the things that we found when we started 5 years ago, online only, we spent a lot of time before we launched, you know, talking to different stakeholders in different coverage areas, like education, mm-hmm. like business, and the arts, and the one thing we heard a lot from people in the arts community was that they weren't getting the kind of arts coverage
mm-hmm.
in this state that they had hoped for. And I think at the same time, you looked at, you know, and this is 5 years ago when the recession was kind of at its height.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of arts organizations were losing money because the fundraising wasn't there. Charitable giving was down.
Mm-hmm.
And so we saw an opportunity to do both really good journalism on the arts and also hopefully as kind of a byproduct of that coverage, help the arts community get, you know, its message out to people in a time that perhaps then maybe they weren't able to do so as well as they had in the past because of budget limitations. We kind of hope to do our primary mission, which is good journalism, and
mm-hmm.
in this case, good journalism on the arts,
mm-hmm.
then also, you know, be a place that people could turn to and say, you know, if I want to find out about the arts, I can find out about it from Delaware Public Media. And we hope that we've helped the arts community in that way as kind of a byproduct of the journalism we're doing here.
What are you seeing, Tom, in terms of coverage? And Kathy, please chime in as pertinent. is there a topic that you have detected is kind of frequent? Is there something that probably you would like to cover more than and you haven't done so? And what are the stories that come to mind? Because you've been there, done that, and the arts reflect the community they live in. So what are you seeing?
Well, I think for us, the goal is to cover multiple disciplines and cover the entire state. I think one of the things we learned early on was that people felt like maybe places outside of Newcastle County didn't get as much coverage. So we were really cognizant of trying to make sure that we covered the entire state, that there is really good and interesting art stories and artists in Kent County, in Sussex County. And certainly we understand that a lot of attention gravitates Newcastle County. It's the biggest county. You have the city of Wilmington. You have a lot of the big players in the arts community, like the Delaware Art Museum and the Wilmington Opera House and all those kind of things that are in Wilmington that, that maybe tend to make people gravitate toward Wilmington. But we really do feel there's a lot of other really great art stories around the state. So that was one of our goals, was to make sure that we covered the entire state and highlighted artists, beyond just Wilmington and Newcastle County, and also to try and work across multiple disciplines and make sure that, we covered, things from theater to music to just arts news, things that are going on in the arts community that maybe don't necessarily involve artists, but involve, how the arts community operates in the state. So we try to take a very broad-based approach to it, and I think we've been able to do that. I mean, we can always be better, but I think, and Kathy can chime in here, I mean, I think we've been able to really hit a lot of different things, particularly in the time that Kathy's been producing the arts coverage for us here.
Yeah, we as Tom said, we cover a wide variety of disciplines, from theater to dance, visual art, performance art. But beyond that, I think what we try to do is to let people know that art is more than something you do on the weekend. It's something you integrate into your life. It's more than here's a show, go see it. It's we like to tell the stories behind the stories, the people that create the art and why they do it and what inspires them. And in turn, I think we can inspire the listener.
And when asking the questions, Kathy, what comes to mind? What is the thing that you are trying? You were mentioning at some point what motivates people to do what they do. Is that what is in the back of your mind? Is the creative process the thing that gets your attention? What is the thing that makes you ask certain questions?
Absolutely. What you mentioned when I talk to people about their creative process, because you always want, you don't want the stories to be similar. People are different. And just because one person who is doing a play is motivated by this thing, it doesn't mean all actors are. So yeah, getting behind the story behind why they do what they do. And as far as questions go, I very rarely write down a list of questions. Because if you stick to your questions, you're not listening. And the most important thing to do in an interview is to listen to the person.
Right.
You can miss a whole lot of things. You're interviewing an artist and you stick to their questions and they say, yeah, and then there was a fire in my house and I saved everyone and I got my paintings. And you say, tell us about your show, because I'm looking at my list, So you can miss a lot if you don't listen. So that's what I try to do.
And I want to say one of the things that I really appreciate about, Kathy's interviews and the features that she does, in our arts coverage is that you really do, if you listen, you'll find out a lot more than you find out in a lot of other interviews, because she does that. She does listen, and you can hear, her kind of, scratching below the surface and finding out, kind of what makes some of these artists tick. And a lot of times, because certainly there are those artists we interview that are larger names. People get interviewed a lot of times, the Jamie Wyeths and, people who are coming into town to do something that is involved in the arts. And it's really easy to kind of ask them the same boilerplate questions over and over again. And people are just going to hear the same thing they've heard or read somewhere else. And I think Kathy does a terrific job of maybe finding a different take on things or a different angle. Again, scratching beneath the surface to find out something about that person that maybe you didn't already know and make a connection in that way.
And that brings a lot of freshness. And I relate completely to Kathy's approach. You have to listen. And even if you can't prepare, because you cannot go to any radio interview or any interview of any sort without being fully prepared. Now, you can maneuver on the spot.
Absolutely, sure.
But you need to make sure that you are able to move, Kathy, right?
Yes. So I will, before I go to an interview, I will read a lot about the person, the artist, the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll have a background.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I won't maybe write out specific questions,
mm-hmm.
I'll have a list of kind of ideas or headlines. So
mm-hmm.
I certainly do my research before I go to an interview. I just try to not ask the same rote questions. And the more you know about somebody before you meet them,
right,
you know,
the more you engage.
Gonna be.
Let me go get back to you, but by the same token, reconnecting with the audience to let them know that you're listening into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB. For the Delaware State of the Arts radio show, we have two good friends of ours, Tom Byrne and Kathy Carter, news director and arts reporter, respectively, at the Delaware Public Media, an organization with a short life, but certainly powerful and bringing the arts from a different perspective all over the state. And we're talking about their coverage related to the arts. So welcome to both of you and for donating time, because if there's something or somebody that is busy these days, are you guys.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, because it's a great opportunity for us to let people know, you know, what we're doing and try to, you know, again, you know, you mentioned we're still relatively young, only about 3 years old, and we want to be able to kind of create that awareness of Delaware Public Media in general, but certainly also of the coverage we're doing of the arts, which we hope that people will find interesting, enjoyable, and you know, bring a little bit of extra knowledge to them.
And by the same token, Tom, since you're talking about, let's assume that for the first time in my life I've heard about you. I'm particularly interested in the arts. How do I connect with you, Delaware Public Media?
Sure, and this is one of the things that we're really excited about. I mean, we started as an online entity, so
mm-hmm.
we are very much invested in not just being a broadcast outlet where people can hear us on 91.1 WDDE in Dover and 91.7 WMPH in Wilmington and Newcastle County, but also they can find all of our coverage at DelawarePublicMedia.org, our website.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, any, you know, the great thing about our arts coverage since Kathy's come on is we have a weekly show, a news magazine show called The Green, and that's kind of really where we've been able to kind of use that as the foundation for our arts coverage
mm-hmm.
And be able to do long-form interviews and features on that show. It's an hour-long show each week that airs on Fridays at 3 and Sundays at 1. That's really the main platform on air for our arts coverage,
mm-hmm.
And it's been great because I think that's really given us a chance to expand out our coverage. And then you can find all that same coverage online at DelawarePublic.org. And really the easiest way right now is to go to the page for the show, The Green,
mm-hmm.
which is the weekly show on our website. But what I've been thinking about recently is, and, you know, since we've just kind of revamped our website, is we're probably going to break out the arts coverage. And, you know, the segment is known as Arts Playlist. We're probably going to wind up having a separate page for the Arts Playlist in the next month or so,
mm-hmm.
where we can just put all that coverage. So it'll be one-stop shopping for the arts coverage. You won't have to look for it through The Green anymore. You can still find it there, but you'll be able to find it through a specific Arts Playlist show page
mm-hmm.
That people will be able to find it. Because we think it's really important to make sure that it's accessible to people.
Mm-hmm.
It's great that we have it on the air, but we find that a lot of times people are able to connect with it through our website. We get a lot of people who share these things through social media, and
mm-hmm.
and they, you know, we want them to go to a place that they can find it really easily on our website. So that's probably one of the next steps that we're hoping to do to make the coverage a little bit more accessible to people online.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, that's where people find, you know, a lot of their information these days, and so it, you know, you can't be tied to just, you know, running something on the air one time and hoping people find it. You know, if they're busy at 3 o'clock on Friday, we want to make sure that at 6 o'clock on Friday they can go to our website and find the same thing.
There you go. And that's
the beauty.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say the beauty of the website is that you have different platforms. So you have
mm-hmm.
the audio. You can listen to my interview with the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
can see pictures of their work. And in many cases as well, we have a video for some of the theater things that we've done. We've been able to shoot their dress rehearsals. So you get to engage really on different platforms on the website.
And the other thing, too, you're able to do on the web as well is there's a number of times, you know, the show is limited to an hour, and sometimes the segments are limited to a certain period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll take an interview with somebody and, you know, cut it down to fit the segment time. But then on the web, we can put the full interview up.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's some pieces of it that we had to cut out for time on air, there's still that opportunity for people to hear the full interview. And that's another great thing about the website. And we have some other high hopes for things that we're going to do on the web as well. Some things we've kind of tested before that I'm hoping that we can build out as well.
And there you go. And communicating that the way you're doing is probably the best way of reaching out to different communities. Kathy, in your case, let me go to you and talking about memorable moments. I mean, it's a program that speaks to many different audiences. There are artists. There are individuals that are not necessarily artists, but interested in the arts. Is there a somebody that you have interviewed that stands out, or maybe the cause or something that comes to mind that reflects perhaps Delaware in a way?
Well, you know, something that is very topical because it just happened recently. I interviewed two brothers who grew up in Bear, Delaware, Corey and Cray Washington. They have a show called The Pop Show. It's currently playing at the Delaware Center for Contemporary Arts.
Mm-hmm.
And they are super interesting. They're brothers. One is the artist, and one is the businessman. And they call themselves Smash Table because they don't want to be labeled. Their feeling is whenever you label somebody, you're putting them in a box, and they don't want to be in a box. So they call themselves Smashed Label. And Cray, actually, is the artist. Suffered from depression and mental illness, and he came to art to express himself through that, and his brother is his supporter by putting his work out there as the businessman. So they began as a business, creating logos and business cards, and then they just dove into the Wilmington art scene about a year ago, and they were embraced by the Wilmington art scene, and a lot of folks kind of guided them through and shepherded them through on how to get a gallery show and how to get their murals on Wilmington businesses. So they were an interesting story, and their show is playing right now. It's called The Pop Show, and they do a lot of graphic material. Looks like spray paint at some point, and they do a lot of text. Some of it is social. He was inspired by the Michael Brown shooting in Ferguson, Missouri, for instance. So one of his paintings is called We All Got Shot. So they're fascinating, and were really fun to talk to.
I imagine. And in this case, how did you prepare?
Well, first of all, I went on their website, which is called Smash Label, and read all about them. They're young, so they're very media savvy. So they have a very integrated website that has their bio. It has some of their photos. And then I went down to the DCCA and just spoke with them. I spent an hour with them. So an hour is going to be, I don't know, 10 minutes on the air, on the radio,
right?
But it's going to be longer on the web, and it's just an hour was an opportunity, like, again, to listen to them and to learn about them, and he was showing me his paintings and telling me the stories behind them, and then you kind of go into another question, because you're just learning about them. So, yeah, that's how that one worked out. That one was a lot of fun.
Now, imagine that somebody listening to this program gets interested in connecting with you guys and want to have an interview, maybe just want to share their portfolio. Something comes to mind. How can they connect with you, maybe Kathy with you, or maybe with you, Tom? Tell us about the way of connecting with Delaware Public Media in terms of the arts.
Sure. I mean, if you're really interested in pitching an idea or a show or something that you feel like is worthy of arts coverage, the easiest way is to connect with either one of us. And you can, probably the most direct way is we have a news site's web email address. It's news@DelawareFirst, and it's Delaware and First spelled out, FIRST.org. And you can send something to that email address, attention to myself or to Kathy. And you know, we certainly would vet that and you know, get back in contact with you. It's probably the easiest way to do it, because if you send it there, Kathy's going to see it, I'm going to see it, and you know, between the two of us, we would probably we'd be able to vet it and decide, you know, hey, you know, is this something we want to do? Is this something that's worth doing? And then find out how the best way to do it would be.
And I absolutely encourage artists out there to please do get in contact. I'd love to hear from you.
Because that's the most important thing is you know, a lot of times, you know, and I always tell people, even if you contact us once and we don't necessarily do something right away, you know, keep at it. Be persistent about it, because sometimes that decision as to whether or not to cover something is not because the individual's work isn't interesting. It's just at that particular time we don't have the availability to do it, or there's something else going on. But I always encourage people to be persistent with these type of things because, you know, eventually there's a good chance you'll get our attention or there'll be a moment where we'll be like, you know what, this connects to something else we're talking about or something else we've covered.
There you
go. Great time to do it. And that's, you know, and then people have to understand that that's a lot of times how coverage is molded at a station.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always whether something is, you know, a good idea, period. It's whether it's a good idea at that time. Is it connecting with something we're doing? Is it part of a larger subject area that we're looking at? So I always tell people, be persistent. And I don't mind that. I don't mind people contacting me 1, 2, 3, 4 times and
mm-hmm.
say, hey, you know, I want to remind you I'm doing this or I have this thing that I'm, you know, a show I'm doing. That doesn't bother me at all because I think, you know, in the end, persistence winds up paying off.
There you go. So refresh people's memories. How to connect with you guys is email, and specifically, what email is that, Tom?
That's news@DelawareFirst, and the first is spelled out FIRST .org.
There you go. And we have a minute left. And what's in the pipeline for the arts coverage?
Well, we've done a couple of studio things with artists, musicians in particular, some who were played at Firefly and some other artists who've come into our studios. And we have a new interview studio, and it has the capacity of bringing people in and doing some live music. And we're looking forward to maybe trying to find ways to build that out where not only can we record them in here, but we also have video capacity so people will be able to maybe live stream it or we could put video up on the web as well. And those type of studio sessions oftentimes are a lot of fun. So that's maybe the one thing I'm really looking forward to doing more. We've done some of it. We'd like to do more.
Absolutely. If you're a musician,
let us know
with that email.
And with that high note, we probably have to say goodbye for the time being with the promise of perhaps having a follow-up and another conversation with you guys. For the time being, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.